Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. I have a wonderful Swami on the phone. Hello. Good morning. Namaste.
Good morning. Good morning, dear Slatkis. Very nice to hear you. Very nice. I came for yesterday.
Yes.
And I have some programs here in the United Nations on the events of the Day of Yoga.
Today is the United Nations International Day of Yoga, peace and love and harmony. And
yes.
What is love for you? What does love mean to you?
What is well for me?
Love. L-O-V-E. Love.
It's very good.
What does that mean for you? What is love? Are you in love?
I didn't get you the word. Love.
My question, the love,
you see, I see.
What is love for you?
For me, love is happiness, harmony, and peace. These three words brings me together as love. That we love to the God. So peace, harmony, and this. So for me, love is that who's happiness, who's healthy, and who live the harmonious life. That's the love.
And how does yoga fit into love? How is love and peace and yoga, how do they equal each other? Or don't they? Or do they?
Okay. Yoga brings the quality of the love to live in the life, in this life. Sorry. And yoga is that bringing good health, physical, mental, social, and spiritual health. And these three brings what we call together that joy, that happiness, that is called love. And that's why we say always, God is love, and love is God. So that if we are very balanced physically, mentally, spiritually, then that is that love of means the presence of the God.
Today is the International Day of World Yoga, as declared by the United Nations. So you've come here. You're going to do what? What are you going to do here today?
We have already celebrating 3 days. The proper days on the 21st of the June. But we are already, there are too many people and too many programs. So they begin to do yesterday. We had a very nice program organized by the Brahma Kumaris in the committees. The International Day of the Committees. They were doing, and this morning and this evening, they have also program organized by the Swami, some Swamis from Sivananda organization. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it's a big honor. Today's very important. I'm glad we had a few moments to speak together. Remind me the name of your book. You have many books, but your most recent. Don't you have?
Did you read the book?
I've read through it. I have read through it. You know I'm a yogi, and I have had a chance to look through it, yes.
Okay, The Hidden Powers in the Human. The Chakras and Kundalini. I gave you this book, my dear.
I remember. I have it right here in my bedroom.
Very good.
If you have to give a chakra for today, what would it be? What would be a chakra that you'd like to share, a color or a thought? What would that be?
Well, these all are, they all, one cannot separate them. It's just like moving like a rainbow, suddenly appears and also disappears. So it depends on the mood or the condition of the person's thinking. Suddenly, one becomes angry. it goes to the Svadhisthana Chakra immediately. If you are very happy, it enters the Anahata Chakra, the heart. If you have some kind of tension, then you are in the Manipur Chakra. And so that each chakra in body, it depends on the emotional condition, physically and mentally, and the socially condition. So every chakra develop, they are acting, the colors existing, and so this, we can hold it one for all the times.
Wonderful. Namaste. Have a wonderful International Yoga Day. What an honor always to have a few moments to speak with you. I welcome you to New York. I just put the water on in my backyard. Remember, I have this beautiful backyard, of which I have a family of blue jays living in now. They built a nest, and I am so happy listening to the babies tweet and the mother and the father coming over. But I just put the water on. Water is peace. And okay. I have a rainbow in my backyard today, right now. So
good.
Getting the chance to speak with you and share your beauty, thank you. What is the website? Or can someone send me the website? If you remember,
yes.
You give it to me. If not,
yes.
Also send me some stuff so I can put that with our interview
okay.
That we're doing right now.
We will do. And last time you sent it very nice message, and everyone were very, very happy. And
oh, good.
And we send you the map. Oh, thanks. Words, you know, dude.
Send me some new information.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Beautiful. And you have a beautiful team with you, and I love
thank
them.
You. Thank you. We love you also very much, and I wish you good health, long, long life, and joyful life. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Hari Om.
Bye bye.
Paul.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having this time with us, and we wish you all the best. I'll be happy to send you the website, which is www.yogaindailylife.org, and
yeah.
We'll be in touch.
Send me an email of some updated as soon as possible.
Will do.
If you can, just a few words I can put with the interview right away.
Will do.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. Say hello to Bill Ewell for me, all right?
Pardon me?
Say hello to Bill Ewell for me.
Oh, I will. I will do that.
He's a great man. I love him,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, he has a program now that's all about rejecting hate, so I'm sure he'll be happy to hear from you.
Oh, okay. I'll give him a call and ask him also to give me a call. We've got to put it together.
Okay.
I'm going to do a show about it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.